Hey guys, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm here to do an episode on emotions that sell. But first, I just want to apologize real quick. I have a cold or something, so I know my voice is not going to be great. So I'm sorry if that is terrible to listen to. Next podcast, I'm sure I'll be fine. But I've been sick like all week. Super annoying. Like, I'm getting tired of it. Okay, so most people buy on emotion, especially if it's something that they don't need, like, you know, something new from Amazon or like shoes or something, right? And so if you're selling a product that somebody doesn't really need, but it's more of a want, you have to play into their emotions to get them to buy. Now, I'm not saying you need to manipulate them or anything like that. Just, you know, show them like, hey, you would want this. This can make your life better. This can solve your problem that you're having. Maybe easier than, you know, not buying it, right? So you have to play on their emotions. And so, you know, companies that do a really good job of this is Apple and Nike, because most of the stuff from those companies, we don't really need. Like, we'd be fine with lesser versions, but the way that they evoke emotion or, you know, anticipation for something that's going to come out, or, you know, it makes you feel good. So Nike's like Just Do It, you know, motivational personality thing. That is actually like a big deal that needs to be looked into, because what you're doing is you're motivating people to take that next step, to just do the thing that they need to do, right? Which is, can be like one of the hardest things in our lives, is just to do the thing, right? So Nike really does that well. And then what Apple does is they have this whole innovation and sleek design, and it just makes you want to be a part of it because it seems exclusive, right? They come off as like they're this exclusive brand, but everybody has access to them if you're willing to pay for it, right? So, like, I would say most purchasing decisions are based on emotion. So think about when you go to the grocery store, okay? You have like a grocery list or a kind of a mock list, right? So you kind of know what you're going for, and you get all those things, but you also got like 10 other things that you weren't planning on getting. But you saw the cookies, or you saw the bagels, or whatever it was. And in that emotional moment, you're like, those sound good. I want those. That's going to bring me comfort or something. Now, you're not consciously saying that. You're unconsciously thinking that, right? So that's how you need to get into the brains of people, is like, you need to unconsciously give them a feeling of whatever, whether it's coziness, warmth, or exclusivity, you know, something like that. So, this is going to be a short podcast. Most of them are with just me. So, but what I'm going to go through are the four big emotions in marketing that will probably help you sell. Okay. So first is joy and excitement. So think about, like Coca-Cola. They do such a good job in their ads of making it seem like if you're drinking a Coke, you're having a good time. You're joyful. You're happy. You know, like they're always cracking the Coke and people are smiling at like a barbecue, or I don't know. It's just so much joy and so much happiness. And the same with Disney. Think about the ads for Disney. Like, you just, everybody laughing, screaming with joy on a roller coaster, or getting to meet Mickey or the Star Wars crew. It just makes you feel so much happiness, and it takes you out of, like, what it's doing is it's taking you out of your day-to-day problems, right? Like, you're like, I have all the, you know, we all have stuff going on, right? There's always something breaking. For example, my oven broke last week, and it's been a pain in my butt to get a new one at like a decent price. Obviously, I didn't want to pay thousands of dollars for a new one, but it's just been a pain. Because I don't have a truck, and getting it delivered was extra, and all this stuff. And so I found a company that, you know, they were like, hey, this is a cheap price, and if you can come pick it up, it'll be this cheap. And I was like, oh, yeah. So figured it out. But going back is like, if you can create joy and excitement and create an experience, like that's what most theme parks do and stuff like that. So if you have an experience that you're providing, you want to make it seem like if they do your experience, or if they're going to your thing, or they're going to take your thing or whatever, that they're going to be able to forget about life's problems just for a moment. Cause that's what a lot of people just need that. They just need to get out of the moment, right? That they're in, and get into just a straight up joy moment. So that's number one. Okay. And then now we're going to go to the polar opposite, right? Is fear and anxiety. So, sometimes people need to be scared into buying or making a decision. Okay. So, when it comes to like quitting cigarettes, okay, you have to invoke some fear into them of like, hey, if you continue buying cigarettes, you're going to have all these problems. And so you have to be like, hey, this path is worse than this path. If you buying my product and becoming not addicted anymore, stuff like that. Now consult a physician or an expert on all that stuff. Don't trust me with what exactly I'm saying when it comes to cigarettes, but sometimes you have to invoke some fear. So for example, if you're selling like a product, you have to put it into their mind that saying, hey, 6 months from now, if you're going to be stuck in the same place or doing the same thing, or the thing that you desperately want will still be as far away as it was 6 months ago. Unless you buy this and you implement this and you do this, then you will go from point A to point B. And so you have to sometimes you have to invoke that vision into people of understanding that like, hey, if you don't make this decision, it's going to end badly for you. And it's not going to go the way that you want to go. If you're not going to invest or take a risk, then things are not going to go the way, like when you're starting a business, like there's risk involved. And so you got to take some leaps and bounds. And so sometimes you need to use fear to invoke that into people. Number three is nostalgia. So there has been a lot of throwbacks recently, and it's one of those things where it brings people, it's similar to the joy, because it brings people back into like the good old days, right? And whenever you're back in the good old days, you're just, man, you're happy. And so if you can bring something back that brings some nostalgia or just some security feeling of, oh, this is nice, then you're going to sell some stuff, because people love that feeling and love things that can invoke that feeling, that they can cherish those memories that they have. So nostalgia, number three. I'm not going to say much more because, let me give you like two examples. So, do like a limited drop of like a nostalgic looking thing or a nostalgic type of thing that would be good for your audience, or do like a 80s, 90s reboot of a product that used to be in the 80s or 90s and give it like a modern twist or something. Super, super cool. So, and then the number four, the last one, is FOMO or scarcity. So this is really good. So this works really well. So when you're launching something new, say you're coming out with a new t-shirt or something, say that like, hey, this is going to be the price for 48 hours. It's the intro price, and say it's like 30% off, whatever. And then when that 48 hours is up, it goes back up to the new price. And so you have to do this because people will buy. And then they'll get invested into your company because they don't want to miss out on the money that, because like if they're going to spend money with you anyway, they might as well spend less, right? And so that's what most people's thinking is they don't want to miss out. And then also offering products just for like a limited time, be like, hey, this is available for this week only. And then I'm going to take it off the shelf and we'll introduce it some other time, but you won't know when. And so creating that sense of like scarcity of being like, hey, I'm opening up this to help these people for this amount of period of time. And when it's full up, it's full up. I will not take another person. That creates a little fear of missing out, a scarcity. And this always works. This always works, whether you're doing an intro price or a limited amount. People will buy because they don't want to miss out. You know, if they have dreams and visions and goals, and if your product or service aligns with that, then they're gonna go for it. Okay, So those are number four. So let's just recap. So joy and excitement is number one. Fear and anxiety is number two. Nostalgia is number three. And FOMO and scarcity is number four. And there is a way to intertwine all of them, but I would just focus on one or two at a time. Like, I feel like you can do the joy and excitement and fear and anxiety at the same time, and you can do the nostalgia and the FOMO at the same time because those work super well together. Now, I do just want to touch on, don't go as far as like manipulating somebody to buy something that they don't need that won't really help them. I don't agree with that. I think if as long as you're creating something or promoting something that will genuinely help people, then I think you're okay, right? Like, I think most of the time people are just trying to help people and make money at the same time, right? Which there's nothing wrong with that. But it does turn into a game sometimes where you're just trying to sell as many things as possible, but you don't really know, you're not in the business of trying to help people or get them to their goal or whatever, and you're only looking at money, and that's the wrong way to do it. You want to be focused on the service and the people. So I just wanted to say that because I think we're human, right? Like we get carried away, and sometimes we're just looking at the money that we can make instead of the value that we can provide, and that sucks. So keep your eye on the value, and in the end, you'll actually make more money because you'll be focused on the value and not the money. And the more value that provide, the more money you'll end up making anyway. So I would, if you're just getting started with this, I would just think about what would be best for your product, whether you need to invoke some fear, whether you need to invoke some joy, or maybe some FOMO or something, and just pick one and use it for your next marketing campaign, whether you're just doing organic marketing or paid marketing. Just pick one and try to like highlight that and try to get into your audience's head and being like, hey, if you buy this, this is what you'll get. And it's not the product necessarily, but it could be the actual state that they get put in, whether it's joy or, you know, whatever, or, you know, a relaxed feeling. So hope this was helpful to you guys. Think about doing some emotional marketing because it helps, and it's crazy how it can add. So if you guys want to be a guest on the show, we would love to have you. Just send us a message at MGM Marketabilities on Instagram or Facebook. We'd love to have you, and we love you guys, and we'll see you in the next episode.